We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I hope you get this and I hope you get me. I wake up in the morning and think, how can we tell the truth and how can we make a difference? And I hope we are doing that today. I am blessed to have a cross-section of friends from all backgrounds, races, colors, and creeds. And when I want the truth, I reach out to the men who tell the truth and the women who tell nothing but the truth. I got to read you this note that I got from this amazing woman this morning on her way into work. Beautiful, actually. Her name is Rochelle Parker. Okay? I posted this morning that I get beat up because I support police, and I do. People hate me for it. Please know that this isn't all about cops. In fact, the weeding out of the evil law enforcement is a good thing for the heroes that are wearing a badge. I have police officers that are family members, and they deserve not to be thought of in the same light as the few hateful people who abuse their power. In addition, we cannot heal what we do not acknowledge. Caucasians, as recent as the last few months, have committed mass murders, shot at cops, walked down the street in machine guns, and were arrested without incident. African Americans are being killed over traffic stops. The disaster at the Capitol would have been a bloodbath had there been African Americans. The comments on your page are unbelievable. I literally had to stop reading them. I worry for my youngest grandchildren. Speaking of, when is the last time that you heard a Caucasian child accidentally being killed or tragically put in handcuffs by a cop? I can think of several black children off the top of my head under the age of 10. I'm very grateful for her and her honesty and her compassion. I had to snag Sheldon Williams. I consider him a friend. He's highly regarded. He's a retired cop. He's African-American. Jump in here, sir. Your take on Chauvin and where we're headed next as a culture, as an African-American, and quite frankly, as a police officer for life, which is what you are.
Thank you, Marty, first for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to be invited to speak to these matters. And post-Chauvin verdict, I think there has to be a sensitivity to what the public is demanding. And the outcry from such a wide range of individuals who want some notice to be taken about police interactions and the issues involving police. And I will say that everybody will say it. You'll hear many people make the statement that lumping everybody in similarly to the Chauvin incident is unfair, and actually it's just it's ignorant, right, to do such. But I would also speak to Marty that we can't quickly, I say we collectively, did not individually, we cannot conflate opinions about every police incident into the Chauvin incident as well. You were making comments about the incident in Columbus where there was a young lady who was armed, who was attempting to cause harm to others when their officers arrived on the scene, and the officer used deadly force. That resulted in deadly force. I will say that the officer used his deadly force option to stop the threat, but the intent behind it is to stop the threat, not just go in with the mindset that says that I am intending to kill, is to use that weapon to stop the threat. And I don't know how much more textbook you can get in that incident,
right,
when you see that going with a person in his arm. Now, I understand this is where I will say there has to be an outcry of public for transparency. That's appropriate. That says we want full transparency in this incident so we can come to know exactly what went down and so that people can understand what was the justification for the use of force. But because it happened in such close proximity to the Chauvin verdict and this, that, and the other, some people are, again, making that the issue, saying, here we go again. And I'm just careful not to do those because it's not fair to do.
Sheldon Williams, who I respect and admire, let's be honest, man. You grew up, you worked in an era where you were rare because you're an African-American in the ranks in a leadership position. I'm guessing you saw things that made you sick. Let's fast forward to today. Should every cop, as a result of the past and these camera caught incidents, be classified as a criminal? And how much harm does that do, sir?
Oh, well, first of all, thank goodness that we are able to see some of the information, and it supports both sides, yeah, if you will, the police officer side and the public side. There are incidents that emerge that you could raise question about the conduct of the officers during those situations, and the body cam and other camera angles helps us to understand those, and then we need to speak to those issues when they rise to the level of being improper or excessive. But also, it also could exonerate officers in their conduct whenever you see what's happening, when there's a complaint or an allegation of use of force, excessive or the like, then you can have this as evidence. But I think, too, that what we have to understand, and I hope our law enforcement community fully understands that there is a sentiment that exists across this nation. You go to any state and pick any type of community. And why is it that all across this whole country, there are issues arising with law enforcement,
yes,
community and policing,
yes,
policing in black and brown communities?
Yes,
so there's this issue, and I will say not all of it is the police officers go with the intent to do things in this community to disparage the people. But let's talk about the culture of policing that it has existed for such a long time and not say that we just broadly accept it. Let's talk about it. There are issues there. And what I would say moving forward is that we cannot accept policing that takes the notion that police officers should be assertive in their duties. Being assertive means they're firmly grounded in their training and experience and knowledge of law and use of force. That's, and then they can go and dispatch those duties and be assertive because they're confident in their capabilities.
Right.
But assertiveness should not be, you can't take assertiveness and then miscarry that, and then officers get into what would be more assaultive and aggressive, and then think that there can be this blanketed approval whenever they go into certain communities and assert that this is called assertiveness. No. What we say is there are certain places where the conduct of officers, the escalation towards certain actions seems to be much quicker in some places where you can get to that decision-making than you see in other communities. And I just think that there needs to be a wake-up and say, how are we policing in some communities? Not to divide it. We have to always say that we are the community. It's not a us versus them, and the sentiment gets carried even by our public. Those who do criminal acts, it becomes this sentiment that the bad guy, the perp, this bad person, well, the act that they did was bad, but the officer has to respond in trying to make sure that they're doing their conduct or doing their duties, that they look and assess the whole scene and respond to what they are observing at the time. Chauvin's incident, that whole thing from, and if I had to pick it apart, there could be some levels, and I'm careful when I say this,
yes,
there could be some levels of justification in their interpretation that says that they were trying to get control of him.
Right.
But the prolonged aspect of that went to absolutely improper and excessive, and there was no regard for George Floyd during the whole commission of that incident, where they were looking at the incident and saying, okay, now how do we reevaluate? It was a blatant disregard. And for that was so excessive and alarming. And to look at that, I don't know how any reasonable officer looks at that and says, I can see justification for what happened. Forget the length of time. If it was longer than 2 minutes, we said 9 minutes, 29 seconds, it was like this timing thing. If you're looking at what's happening, were they evaluating This is what this man is saying. Yes, he's under crisis, under stress. Am I complicating this by my own actions and then be able to de-escalate from there? And so policing has to look at that and say, not just stand on the premise that I feel like I'm right because I'm covered by law. We have to go in and say, is it justifiable? Is it reasonable in my actions? And then those perceptions that the public really gives a lot of latitude to our police officers to make these quick second decisions, but they also should put on the responsibility that says you should be experienced, you should be trained enough to be able to go through the whole swath of decision making so that you can bring this to a plausible resolution.
Sheldon, you're amazing, man. Thank you, sir, for your honesty and your wisdom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.